This is a new day.
A very blessed Sunday morning to all. Thank you for joining me on Inspiration and Religion. It is such an honor to pray with you, to be with you, to have faith in God with you on this beautiful, very beautiful Sunday morning. I wanted to personally thank everyone who listens live on WWDB. This is Scott Borsky, or goes to podcast to listen to these programs. You know, this week I just signed a very new contract for another year, and it's because of you. It's because of the listeners. It's because of the sponsors. It is such an honor to share Inspiration and Religion with you. And not only is it a blessing for me personally, but I certainly hope it's a blessing for you. So I give to you what's known as the Kohanim blessing. In ancient times, the Kohen was the chief rabbi, was the high priest, and he blessed the congregation. He blessed the sheep of his flock. So if you turn into your scriptures to the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verses 24 to 26, again, Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26, you will see, if it's in Hebrew, the 15-fold benediction. It's only 15 words in Hebrew, but in English, it goes like this. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. I always use those words at the Shabbat or Sabbath services, at Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur services, to bless the children of the congregation, for they are our future. But today I bless all those that I join with on a daily basis in prayer and faith. Let's say that again. If you have the opportunity and you're not driving, bow your head, and I hold the Kohanim hand formation upon you. That's if anyone remembers Mr. Spock of Star Trek, Leonard Nimoy. He held his hands up. He put his two fingers together, his last two fingers and the first two fingers together, and his thumb separate in both hands, and held them up. That's what he learned as a child, for his father was a Kohen, a high priest in modern times, and his father held his hands that way, and so did Leonard Nimoy as Mr. Spock in Star Trek. So I say again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, as we all say. Amen. So thank you again from my heart for being with me on this most beautiful morning. If you don't know, I mentioned the book of Numbers. It's very important, and one of the things we should all know are the five books of the Jewish Bible in order. The five books of often called the books of Moses. Those are the five first books of the Bible. In Judaism, it's called the Torah. And I always want to teach my students, I call my children, what the five books are in order, so you always remember them. So if you're minding your own business and you're walking down the street and someone comes up to you and say, hey, can you tell me the five books of Moses? You have that on the tip of your tongue. So here's what I always tell my children. All you have to do is remember one sentence, and that sentence is, you ready? General Electric lights never dim. Say it with me. General Electric lights never dim. All right? So the first letter of each of those words is the books of the Bible, the five books of Moses in order. Again, General Electric lights never dim. So of course, the books of the Bible are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. General Electric lights never dim. There you go. And now you have it, and we can all say, we can all say amen. And from those books of the Bible and other books of the Bible, you should certainly have your favorite verses on the tip of your tongue. So if there are things in your life that just happen and you're not sure why, you know that you don't have to know why, but God always knows why. And my favorite verse of the Bible is from the book of Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah 29:11. And hopefully it's one of your favorite verses as well. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Let's say that again, because that's something that should be on the tip of your tongue. So you could pull it out, the verse, the words of God, the scriptures, anytime. From Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future," as we all say, amen. So our future in the month of March, so many things in my organization called Synagogue Without Walls. And by the way, you don't have to be Jewish to belong, to attend any of the Synagogue Without Walls. We are open. We are non-denominational. We are an equal opportunity prayer for your background, your tradition, religion. It's open to all. One of the things that is coming up that I would like to share with you on March the 24th. On March the 24th happens to be the holiday of Purim. And if you don't know what Purim is, it is the reading of the book of Esther as we celebrate. I'm just checking March the 24th with my papers that are right in front of me to make sure that I'm giving you the right date. And the answer is a resounding yes. On Sunday, March the 24th is Purim. And Purim is a celebration of the heroism of Queen Esther, who saved the Jewish people from annihilation from the evil prime minister of ancient Persia, roughly 2,500 years ago. And Persia is modern day Iran, or if you say Iran. And so just from that, we know that the country of Iran has been anti-Semitic, Jew hatred for at least, 3,000 years. Some things never change. Everything old is new again, and anti-Israel, anti-Semitic. And back then, Iran was known as Persia. In fact, many folks who live in Iran or have immigrated to other countries still refer to themselves as Persian. And 2,005 years ago, although God's name is never mentioned in the book of Esther, we know that God was forming and molding the plans of a girl named Esther, in Hebrew, Hadassah. Hadassah to become the queen of Persia so she could save her people from the prime minister, Haman. Now, on Purim, that's the happiest day of the Jewish year. We celebrate, because if Haman would have succeeded in his plans to kill the Jewish people, probably Judaism would not have survived, because most of the Jews, the majority of the Jews of the world of that time, lived under the reign of the Persian Empire. And if the Jews, would have been killed, then Judaism probably would not have been have survived. Haman was the ancient Hitler. Fortunately, Haman did not succeed in his plot, but we celebrate. We read the book of Esther, and certainly you can read the book of Esther. It's a very short book, under 10 chapters, short chapters. You can find it online. Just Google Book of Esther. It will come up in English. It will come up in Hebrew. Read it, and it's a wonderful historical story of the hero of Queen Esther and the joy that we feel today. One of the things that we do on on Purim is eat what's called humantashen. And they are triangle pastries filled with fruits or chocolate or poppy seeds, whatever you choose. The most common in Yiddish is called mund. That's poppy seeds. But there's also apricot. There's also cherries. There's chocolate, whatever, lemon. The choice is endless. And on Sunday, March 24th, in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, at the E-Lounge on Route 70, we are having a humantashen eating contest, but not any humantashen eating contest, a world-famous annual humantashen eating contest with teenagers and preteens in the matter of a few minutes, seeing how many of these pastries that they can eat in a few minutes. It is so much fun. If you have a grandchild or a great-grandchild who is a teen and they want to participate either as a contestant or cheering on their favorite contestant, there'll also be games, the food, the reading of the Book of Esther. It's fun. It's a highlight of the year. Please contact me in any way that you want. All of my contacts are at my website, cantorborski.com, and you could find them on Facebook, on Instagram, any of my contacts, please. It would be an honor to have you and your grandchildren, you and your great-grandchildren, you and your children, or just you there Sunday, March the 24th, the Book of Esther to celebrate Purim. And on that, we all say amen. We also say amen to our sponsors, without whom we would not have been able, I would not have been able to sign another yearly contract at WWDB for Inspiration and Religion. So this is a happy moment. We are so proud to have as our sponsor Dental Wellness of Riverton, New Jersey, and Dental Wellness of Marlton, New Jersey. Comfort and care you will smile about. Ranked best in general dentistry by South Jersey Magazine. To ensure you receive the most effective and personalized solutions available, they passionately pursue the latest technologies and treatments. They believe you deserve their best every time. When you combine two experienced doctors, Dr. Sonia Sweeney Fonseca and Dr. Douglas Cohen, with advanced education and clinical expertise, you get beautifully stunning results and treatment that you can trust. For more information or to schedule an appointment online, please go to their website, thedentalwellness.com. That's thedentalwellness.com. First-rate care, award-winning, patient-focused. They look forward to hearing from you. And for them, we all say amen. And when you see Dr. Cohen, please give him a big hug and say that Cantor Borski says hi. And on that, we all say amen. If you are listening to this program this Sunday morning, like live, this Sunday morning live, that would be on March the 10th, March the 10th. This afternoon, there is a gathering, a car rally in support of the hostages that are still being held in Gaza. I would say hashtag bring them home. If you are available at 11 o'clock or even 12 o'clock this very morning on Sunday, March the 10th, go to 9425 River Road. That's in Pennsauken, New Jersey. Again, 9425 River Road. One more time, 9425 River Road. And that's where the car rally is starting in support of the hostages who were brutally taken and are being held in Gaza. A car rally of flags will be handed out. Songs will be sung. Support will be given in the car rally in support of the hostages. So again, 11 o'clock is the gathering. 12 o'clock starts the car rally, and everybody will, of course, just stay in their cars, 9425 River Road in Pennsauken, New Jersey. For that, certainly, we all say amen. And please, please keep in your daily prayers the children, the babies, the teens, the adults, much over 100 that are still being held. We don't know whether they are alive or not, but certainly they have not been returned. Whether they are not alive or whether, hopefully, in God's speed, they are returned alive to the loving arms of their family in the loving arms of their country, in the loving arms of the peaceful world. Please keep them in their and in your daily prayers, as we all say, Amen. We say a prayer of Mi Shabarach in Hebrew. That's a prayer of healing of body, mind, or soul. We call that a refuah shlema, and we pray for the healing of their bodies, minds, and souls, as well as the support of their families. Please, please keep them in their daily prayers, as we all say, Amen. I always love to bring good news about youth in our community, whether they are my former students or current students, or information that you tell me about kids in your family. Please share with me the blessings that the good deeds, we call that in Judaism, the mitzvot in singular, and mitzvah in plural, mitzvot, that youth in your community are doing that is bringing blessings to your community, to our state, to Pennsylvania, to New Jersey, to Delaware, and certainly to the world. One young man that I would like to brag lovingly about is a former student of mine. His name is Adam Dorfman. And boy, is Adam Dorfman talented. I don't know if there's an instrument that he does not play. I've known Adam for about 10 years. I had the sincere honor and privilege of being his teacher when he was a younger teen. He's in his 20s now, and he is currently has his conducting debut, his musical conducting debut off Broadway in a wonderfully special and unique musical called White Rose the Musical. And it is based on a true story of young people bravely standing up to the injustices of the Nazis in Nazi Germany during World War II and the Holocaust. It is a wonderful story that all of us should know about. I would highly recommend you reading the book called White Rose. You will be so, so very inspired. It was turned into a musical, and Adam is conducting it and is still playing for another few weeks, a limited engagement off Broadway. Go to their website to get tickets at whiterosethemusical.com. whiterosethemusical.com. Indeed, you will be so thoroughly inspired, and you will learn about these magnificent young people, most of whom were killed by the Nazis, but they created change. They created blessings, and they brought bravery into our world. That is something that all of us can certainly learn about and live in their strength and gain strength from them. Indeed, for them, we all say, Amen. A prayer tip. I always love to give prayer tips because many, many folks come up to me weekly and say, how do you pray? Where do I start? And I just need you to know, my friends, there is zero right or wrong way to pray. Certainly, God doesn't need big words or organize a discussion. You can be anywhere, and you could be anywhere because God is everywhere. There is not a place on earth that God is not. So anywhere that you may be, it could be at home, in your car, walking down the street, in a store, at work, at school, there is no wrong place to be. You don't have to be in a house of worship, although that's very nice, but you don't have to be in a house of worship. You don't have to be among others. There doesn't have to be a certain number of people to be around you to pray. You can be anywhere, anywhere. What is prayer? Prayer is just a fancy word for just having a conversation with God, for just saying, hey, God, I just wanted to talk to you. And the more you talk with God, the more God acknowledges your voice. More God says, I know that voice. They prayed to me this morning. They prayed to me just now. They prayed to me just an hour ago. You never want to be in a position where God says, I don't I don't think I recognize that voice. I don't know if I've heard that voice in the past month, the past year, and Lord forbid, the past 5 years. You certainly want to be in a constant state of prayer to God, so God always understands your voice. So prayer tip of the day again. God doesn't need big words. It could be in your own, whatever language you speak, whatever words you say. God even understands the silent meditation of your heart. We all often call that the still, small voice inside of you. In fact, also, my friends, God understands tears. God takes those tears and brings them up to heaven and forms them into prayers and words that God knows that you want to say in your heart. So when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you should do when you open your eyes is say, "Good morning, God. I just wanted to tell you what's going on in my day, and I wanted to ask you, what will you have of me during that day? How can I bring goodness into the world?" I know, God, that sometimes the only godliness that someone ever sees on a daily basis is the God in you and the God in me. So how can I be the godliness into others? And you know what? That only takes 30 seconds or less to open your eyes and say, "Hey, God, I just wanted to say good morning." And that, my friends, is a prayer. Make it a habit in your life, a good habit. And when you open your eyes in the morning and say, "Good morning, God," for 7 days in a row, that will turn into a good habit, a habit. Make that a challenge that you start this morning. Don't even wait till tomorrow. Wherever you are right now, and just say, "Hi, God, I just wanted to start a conversation with you." And that, my friends, is a prayer. And on that, we can all say amen. We also say amen to our friends at the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. And if you are thinking of prearranging a funeral for yourself or a loved one, look no further than the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, conveniently located off of Route 38 in beautiful Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Their brand new facility offers amenities unlike any other funeral home in the Delaware Valley. They have been serving all communities, all backgrounds, all religions of South Jersey and beyond since 1992. Call them today at 856-234-6900. 856-234-6900. Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. Pay less, get more, a lot more. David Potascio, Senior Director, New Jersey License Number 3796. And when you speak with any of the folks at the Mount Laurel Home for Funeral, please tell them that Cantor Scott says hi. And certainly for them, we all say, amen. I always like to bring a little sentence that you could write on a little note that you could stick up on like your refrigerator or your bathroom mirror, something that you look at multiple times a day, something that's less than 10 words that you could bring into your heart and say it any time in your life that you happen to be in the valley in any aspect, any essence of your life, whether it be financially or emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, religiously, something that you could say that will bring you out of the valley up. Because we know that whenever one of the aspects, the essences of you being alive, of being a human, is a little bit lower than the other, it brings them all down. If physical nature isn't doing as well as it should, it brings down everything else. But if one of them is doing really, really well, it brings everything else up high as well. So we want to be in that state where everything is up on the hills. So here is the little sticky note saying of the day, and it is this. Count your blessings, not your problems. Again, say it with me. Count your blessings, not your problems. You don't know how many blessings are in your life each and every day. And they don't have to be huge blessings. They can be small blessings. And if you add up the small blessings, if you take a piece of paper and put a little check note, a check after a check after a check after a check, before you know it, there will be 100 checks on the paper, and that will be even before you eat lunch. Count your blessings, not your problems, and each of your blessings will multiply, 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 and you will realize that if you think that you have a problem in your life, if you think your problems are big, you don't realize how big God is. And God is the one that gives us blessings, and God is certainly the one to turn the problems into blessings, to turn our problems into good. Everything that God makes for us is meant for good. That is something to realize, that we work in God's time, not ours. So my friends, write down the words, put them on the refrigerator, count your blessings, not your problems. And on that we all say, amen. We also say amen to our friend Bonnie, the owner of the men's and boys store in beautiful, and I mean beautiful, Warminster, Bucks County, PA, in the Warminster Shopping Center at 320 York Road. Bonnie and her staff at the men's and boys store are such blessings to their customers, to our community, and to all of us. Award-winning, and I mean award-winning, the best in the formal clothes department, the best in the men's department, the best in the boys department. They win awards constantly. Why? Because they are the best. Currently, they are having a sale in their winter clothing departments, both in the men's and the boys departments, up to 50% off of all sportswear and casual wear, both in the men's and boys. So go in there to stock up. But even more importantly, they are currently receiving daily spring merchandise in the men's and boys department: suits, sport coats, khaki, sportswear, shoes for all your summer weddings, bar mitzvahs, confirmations, first holy communities, spring get together with your businesses, spring get together with your family, any life cycle events. Go in there and give Bonnie and her staff a big hug from me. Formerly of Fleet's Men's Store in Northeast Philly and Huntington Valley for 25 years, they are presently again located in Warminster Shopping Center, 320 York Road in Bucks County. Give Bonnie a call, 215-914-2060. 215-914-2060. And don't forget tuxedo sales and tuxedo rentals for spring weddings, charity events, cruises, and all your formal occasions. For the holidays coming up, there's Easter, there's Passover, and you don't have to live in Bucks County. Certainly you don't. Whenever I go in there, I see folks from all over the Delaware Valley, South Jersey, Philly, Greater Philly, wherever you are. Well worth the trip. And when you see Bonnie again, tell her that Cantor Scott says hi and give her a hug from me. And for Bonnie, we say amen. I want to thank you again for joining me this Sunday morning, or anytime 24/7. You can go to the podcast at www.dbam.com, www.dbam.com, so you can be filled with faith 24/7. And as we always say, oh, pray more, worry less.